the Mississippi Crop Situation Podcast.
This is Eric Larson, Extension Corn Specialist at Mississippi State University. Welcome to the Mississippi Crop Situation Podcast. Most of the state has been blessed with considerable rainfall over the course of the last week, and we've got more rainfall predicted in the upcoming forecast. So although concerns may not be as much with dry soil conditions and irrigation as they were last week, but the crop is progressing rapidly through the vegetative stages and is, of course, approaching one of the most important growth stages during the course of the entire season. This stage is, of course, tasseling, which signifies the end of the vegetative development stages and the beginning of the reproductive stages. These early reproductive stages are more sensitive than any other time period during the season to environmental stress and in general environmental conditions, which ultimately determine yield potential. So it's very important for crop producers to manage their crop and minimize stress if possible during this upcoming time period. Now, certainly in terms of crop development, we've had a lot of cool weather, particularly during the months of March and April, which slowed crop development and delayed tasseling compared to normal. There are some guidelines that I can give you regarding predicting tasseling date based upon your vegetative development. For example, some of our earliest corn grown in the southern part of the state or in the South Delta, particularly if it was planted the first week of March, is now about V13 or V14 grow stage, which is about 7 feet tall. So it's going to be tasseling within about a week. Much of the corn planted the last 10 days of March at around the Highway 82 latitude is a little bit smaller corn. It's going to be about the V10 grow stage and be about 5 feet tall. That corn should reach tasseling in about 2 weeks. So from a management perspective, we can begin thinking about switching gears from a much more conservative irrigation scheduling strategy, like we talked about last week during the vegetative stages, back to more normal irrigation scheduling strategy. And regardless of whether you're a irrigated or a dryland grower, we've generally got ample soil moisture reserves in the profile due to the recent rainfall. One complication associated with the ample soil moisture that we have right now is for growers who are trying to finish off their seasonal nitrogen application, particularly by aerial application of urea. The soils in our fields have to be dry enough at the time of fertilizer application in order for subsequent rainfall to incorporate the fertilizer into the soil as opposed to running off out of the field. The important thing to remember about these nitrogen applications is that they're not particularly time sensitive. What we're trying to do is just supplement our nitrogen program, bring the total level up to speed, and make sure that we have enough nitrogen there to finish out the crop by the end of the year. So it is, of course, very important to apply your nitrogen fertilizer under environmental conditions where it can be successfully incorporated in the soil and be available for that crop to produce higher yields later in the season. If you have further questions about these or any other topics, always feel free to give us a call or refer to our numerous newsletter articles found on our Mississippi Crop Situation blog, which is located at mississippi-crops.com. Thanks again for listening.
The Mississippi Crop Situation Podcast is produced by the Mississippi State University Extension Service.